we'll be moving on to the last item before lunch break, and that's item number 10, falconry and dog training, Eurasian collared doves. Just a briefing at a public hearing. Ryan, you're up once again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commission members. This presentation is the result of public input that we got at public meetings on both the game management plan and the three-year package. Number of individuals approached us wondering why it was not legal to use Eurasian collared doves for dog training in particular when it's a very similar situation to rock doves in the state. They're non-native species. So we're proposing to allow that use. Turns out we needed to make changes to three different rules in order to do this. So first, Eurasian collared doves are an invasive species. They're fairly easily distinguished from our native mourning dove. They're larger, lighter colored, and they have a distinctive black neck band on the back of their neck. As I mentioned, they're an invasive species. In the 1970s, they were introduced to the Bahamas, and by the early 1980s had found their way to Florida. And they're now found in almost every state in the lower 48. I think Maine may be the only one where they're not present. And they've also inched their way up through British Columbia on up in as far north as Alaska. The impacts are largely unknown, and I might say that they're largely unstudied as well. And in Washington, as in most of the rest of the country, they seem to be associated primarily with urban and suburban environments. In Washington, not long after they were first seen here, we classified them as a predatory bird, which allowed them to be hunted year-round. Even with that rule, they continued to expand, became more common. They're present now in virtually all of the state except the higher elevations. They do generate a few concerns and complaints either from, for example, feedlot operations, or we also get concerns from folks where they see these birds as robbing their bird feeder. So as I mentioned, there has been interest from dog trainers in being able to use this species for dog training. At the same time, it would make sense to allow use for falconry as well. And as I mentioned, it's a very similar situation to rock doves, another non-native species that expanded into Washington, and we allow their use for these purposes as well. So basically, through amendments to the three rules, we would allow the use of Eurasian collared doves for falconry and dog training, which would include allowing them to be captured, possessed, and released for only these two purposes. We don't, as I mentioned, they're found almost all throughout the state now, and we wouldn't expect any further population expansion due to their release for these purposes or any additional range expansion or population growth. Question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I have had Labradors, some really quality Labradors in the past. I went through field trial and hunt test stuff. And so what you're trying, what I make sure I understand, they run a lot of hunt tests over here in eastern Washington in a variety of areas. So they can go out and shoot a bag of all of these birds, freeze them, and use them for training dogs either in training sessions or in hunt tests. Is that what this is?
Yes. And the way we've proposed the rule, it would also allow live capture and live release for those purposes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Like quail and
Yeah, we allow the use of certain game birds purchased from game farms for the dog training as well.
Other questions? And no public comment on the issue?
All right.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Four, you got four in the bag.